Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I am Lauren Tunney, and this is the Talk with Tunney show. I hope that you're all having a great day out there. It's Bastille Day, July 14th, 2014, and I am calling live from the 72-hour vigil, which is being held on the sidewalk in front of the New York State Office of Mental Health in Albany. So if you hear a little bit of background noise or such, that's what's going on here because I am broadcasting live. And so it's been a really exciting day. I think that we're just 27 hours into the 72-hour vigil that has been with people in front of the Office of Mental Health since 6 p.m. yesterday, Sunday evening, and it's been really phenomenal getting to know those who have come out and talking with them, and people who have stopped by for, you know, smaller periods of time to show their support, and to all the people out on Facebook who have been, you know, sending messages of support all day. And this is a day that we show that we can break free from the chains and speak out and break the silence about psychiatric depression. If you would like to call in, I'm not sure, like last night, I'm not sure how long I'm going to stay on because I don't have any of my computers or anything in front of me, so I can't read or go off of anything specific. But if you'd like to call in and talk, the number is area code 267-521-0167, 267-521-0167. And if you need a toll-free line, it's area code 855-346-3351. It's 855-346-3351. I'm really excited to remind people that there's going to be a special event on July 17th, a special show with Dr. Seth Barber. And if you don't know Seth Barber, he's been a longtime supporter and dissident psychologist. Who has written multiple books, the most recent, The Spiritual Gift of Madness, The Failure of Psychiatry and the Rise of the Mad Pride Movement, which had a foreword in it by Kate Millett, who is an internationally renowned writer, feminist, and human rights activist, who, among other things, has authored Sexual Politics and The Loony Bin Trip. And so Dr. Seth Barber has really been a great supporter of this and has done a ton of work around exposing the idea that madness is not something that we should be trying to root out of our society. As a matter of fact, there's a quote from Robert Black, The New Dawn, from January of 2013, that says, Farber critically considers the role of madness in culture and sees it as a positive force for change rather than a disease needing treatment. At the same time, he does not play down the difficulties encountered by those experiencing such initiations, but believes we need to cherish them and appreciate their visionary role in a world gone insane. And so I'm really excited that we're going to have Seth on the show for a full 2 hours, both talking about what he is doing and writing and some of the goals that he sees for our society, but also taking questions and interacting with the audience. And so it'll be another great night to call in. Again, there's people online, so if you'd like to talk, please remember to press press star 1 or 1. So that you would be able to flag my attention if you want to talk. And if you'd like to call in, it's 267-521-0167, area code 267-521-0167. So I've been posting pictures all day about the Alliance's 34th annual Bastille Day vigil and demonstration. And it is just amazing to see the dedication of people who are coming out and sitting. And last night there were like torrential rains, and we occupied underneath the Office of Mental Health's little entranceway that has a hangover there. And so we were on that. And then this morning they threatened to call the police on us because we have a banner that reads, "Psychiatry hurts people, no forced treatment." And it was hanging in between the walkway up into the front entrance of the Office of Mental Health on 44 Holland Avenue. And if you're nearby Albany and want to come, there will be people here through Wednesday at 6 p.m. And so they said that it was building, but it was private. And that because it was private property that the state owned, that we couldn't use their trees to tie the banners up. And so, after reminding them of how little the Office of Mental Health likes being in the media and how poorly it would probably be reflected upon if they had the police waste tax dollar resources to have the police come get this small group of us who was standing there arrested because we had a sign tied to their tree, and then we were told that it was a danger issue, and because it's a piece of material hanging and somebody might walk into it and hurt themselves because maybe they might not realize that there's a I don't know what's that, it's got to be a 15-foot banner that's probably at least 2.5 feet wide, 15 feet long, 2 feet wide. They might not see it there, and so they might walk into this material manner and hurt themselves. We were told by the facility's security when they were, directing us about the police coming and back and forth. And we, of course, don't want to get involved with the police. I think it's part of what we're trying to show is that people who are psychiatrically labeled ordinarily aren't involved with the police. Law-abiding citizens who are, exercising our First Amendment right to peacefully assemble. And so we did wind up coming up with a compromise of sorts of where we put two tables together, and George Ebert has some stilts. And so he taped the stilts to the outside of either table and then stretched the tables along in front of the entrance to the New York State Office of Mental Health with enough of a path in front of it that a wheelchair would be able to pass by and, access to get in if people walk around the tables with the sign. So it's definitely not obstructed, but the entrance of the Office of Mental Health is restricted. And we are here, and they finally said, well, you could stay a week if you want. We just can't have anybody getting hurt with this piece of material. And I kind of lost it for a little second, and I was like, you're worried about somebody getting hurt because they're going to walk into a piece of material? It's like these people, throw us down on the ground, shoot us up with drugs, tie us down to bed, shoot us with electricity, well, that's not the issue. The issue is liability and safety, and we don't want anybody. So anyway, it turned out that they did not call the police, and that they were never going to call the police, and they were just using the police as a strong arm because when the Office of Mental Health doesn't know what to do because they don't have the supplies in order to assist people, they tell everybody that they're going to call the police. So just like when you call, the mental health services place or, a psychiatric emergency room or something, and you say, I'm struggling and I, don't know what else to do, and they say, well, you call the police. Or if you call a mental health agency after business hours, it says on their answering machine, if this is an emergency, call 911, call the police. And so that's what the Office of Mental Health does. When they don't know what to do, they tell you to call the police. And the police, of course, are the wrong people to be being called. And I think that that's one of the ultimate points that we need to be looking at and remembering in the words of George Ebert, today is a great day to be alive and free. But there are many people, and maybe people who are listening to this right now, who are not free, who are involuntarily committed and mandated to be involved with psychiatry, either in an institution or in the community. And I think that, you know, we need to speak out about it. There is a picture that, a poster that Sharon Kressinger had made that says Free John Roehner, and that has been being displayed all day also. And there's a banner that says We Support Human Rights and Mental Health, and there's another banner that says Occupy Psychiatry, and that has a picture from the 1960s that Ted Chabaczynski and others were drawn into. And on a banner there, it says, to hell with their profits, stop the forced drugging of psychiatric inmates. And that was done, I believe, in Berkeley in the late 60s or 70s by artists, a pair of artists who became interested in the work that the mental patients liberation movement was doing in Berkeley. And so there's tons of history here. And then over on the right side of the large psychiatry hurts people banner, that's, you know, at the bottom of it, says no forced treatment, is another Office of Mental Health and Office of Mental the People with Developmental Disabilities sign. So it's OMH and OPWDD. That underneath it has a banner that says the Law Project for Psychiatric Rights, www.psychrights.org. And so, you know, it's been a really busy day. I was on the night shift, so I did sleep the majority of the day away. But anybody who knows me, that knows when I usually sleep. But it has been busy. And the Holland Avenue, where the Office of Mental Health is a really just busy street, because there are all these state offices on this street, including the Veterans Administration that somebody pointed out last night. You know, suppose, you know, can't manage to get health services to our vets, but can have Las Vegas-style lighting and displays in front of their building, you know, every 3 seconds announcing some other wonderful, quote-unquote, wonderful thing that they're doing. And so, yeah, I think that there's tons going on, and this Bastille Day 2014 is as exciting as ever. There are a couple of people online. I'm just going to open up lines, and if you'd like to talk, just in case, because of the technical difficulties, if you'd like to talk, your lines are open. Okay. I'm going to guess that you're just listening in, and that's perfectly fine. I just wanted to make sure that there wasn't a technical glitch that was preventing you from being able to do that. So I mentioned the Seth Farber show coming up on July 17th from 9 to 11. And then, oh, Mind Freedom International's Creative Revolution Conference is going to be July. It's coming up also. It's going to be in Connecticut, July 24th through the 27th. And that is going to be just phenomenal. Also, the keynote speakers include Robert Whitaker and Mary Ellen Copeland, and they're going to have individual tracks on hearing voices, coming off of psychiatric drugs, peer respite, Soteria House, and Open Dialogue. And so that event should just be absolutely fascinating and really interesting. And and so if you want to see pictures of the Bastille Day and what's been going on here, you can go to either my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TennyLauren, or if you type in the Alliance's 34th Annual Bastille Day Celebration, you will see some of the pictures in there also. I know more people are coming in tomorrow to support the efforts that are going on here and calling attention to psychiatry as torture, things that people are particularly concerned about, continue to be the I can't talk. I got nothing. Sorry. What will we just say? Sorry, I just got disrupted in thought. I wonder what that's about. I'm gonna, when this is over, I'm gonna go see if there's something that can happen. Anyway, I think that there's a definite need for people to speak out and continue. And for those who are coming tomorrow, that maybe you can continue along that way. Okay, I'm going to guess that that's it for tonight, and I'm going to go try to see what that person was asking me about that I can, if there's something that can be done. It does look like there's something happening just slightly ahead of my line of direction across the street from the protest. So I'm going to go over there and check that out, and I'm going to ask you to keep on speaking out, and until next time, talk to you soon.